This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Last time we began a study of the fact that the Bible teaches that woman is the culmination of God's wonderful creation. Genesis chapter 2, verses 19 to 20. Let us read that passage. And Jehovah God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him." And then beginning in verse 19, "And out of the ground Jehovah God formed every beast of the field, and every bird of the heavens, and brought them unto the man to see what he would call them. And whatsoever the man called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And the man gave names to all cattle, and to the birds of the heavens, and to every beast of the field. But for man there was not found a help meet for him." You see, God brought to Adam the animals which he had already formed, that is, before Adam was formed. And this is an account of the fact that all the beasts and the birds, as well as man, were made from the ground. Perhaps the chief reason for having the animals to be brought before Adam for his scrutiny and naming was that he thus would become aware of his need for a companion and for the kind of companion that he needed. God had created him with a certain nature, entailing, no doubt, the deep-seated longing for a companion, that is, a companion of a certain sort in life. In having the animals to come before man to be scrutinized by him could only intensify that natural longing. When the animals passed, no doubt in pairs, before man, he surely noticed that they were in pairs. If such were the case, then he certainly must have noted that while the animals had mates, he himself, that is, man, did not. Further, he must have become aware that there was not as yet a creature who would be a suitable companion for him. This sets the stage for God's action to provide him a suitable companion. Now let us note that God provides what man needs. And we read now in Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 to 22. "And Jehovah God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. And he, that is God, took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which Jehovah God had taken from the man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man." Since God has now prepared man's mind to recognize the need of a suitable companion, he brings a deep sleep upon him. This sleep was neither the sleep of exhaustion nor ordinary sleep, but was, no doubt, a supernatural sleep, that is, one induced by God himself. It certainly was not, as modernists claim, merely a dream or a vision. After God had brought man into a state of sleep, he took him from him a part of him near his heart, and from that made man's companion. Matthew Henry, the commentator, well observes that the woman was made of a rib out of the side of Adam, not made out of his head to rule over him, but out of his side to be equal with him, under his arm to be protected, and near his heart to be loved. Whether God intended all of this by making woman from man's rib is open to discussion, but the positions affirmed by Henry are certainly true, for the basic principles are set forth in other passages in the Bible, for example, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 8, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 32, and others. Now notice carefully that after forming the woman, God brought her unto the man. This means that he led her and presented her to Adam. This no doubt involved the solemn gift of her to the man in the bonds of the marriage covenant. In Proverbs chapter 2, verse 17, the covenant of marriage is called the covenant of God. In referring to those who break the marriage covenant and put away or divorce the wives of their youth, God says, "For I hate putting away," Malachi chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. There can be no doubt that God himself married this first pair. It is thus clear that God is the author of marriage. He has given this covenant relationship unto man and the instructions by which it is to be governed. But our time is gone today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study of woman, the culmination of God's creation.